It takes a great many lessons to convince us how indigestible some of our favorite lines of reading are. And again we make a meal of the unwholesome novel, sure to be followed by its usual train of low spirits, unwillingness to work, weariness of existence, in fact, by mental nightmare. Then, we should be careful to provide this wholesome food in proper amount. Mental gluttony, or overreading, is a dangerous propensity, tending to weakness of digestive power, and in some cases to loss of appetite. We know that bread is a good and wholesome food, but who would like to try the experiment of eating 2 or 3 loaves at a sitting? I have heard a physician telling his patient, whose complaint was merely gluttony and want of exercise, that the earliest symptom of hypernutrition is a deposition of adipose tissue. And no doubt the fine, long words greatly consoled the poor man under his increasing load of fat. I wonder if there is such a thing as a fat mind. I really think that I have met with 1 or 2 minds which could not keep up with the slowest trot in conversation, could not jump over a logical fence to save their lives, always got stuck fast in a narrow argument, and, in short, were fit for nothing but to waddle helplessly through the world. Then again, though the food be wholesome and in proper amount, we know that we must not consume too many.